How China is building a parallel tech economy with or without the U.S. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The Trump administration this week decided against the hard trade restrictions it had been considering against China, but it's still planning on new tariffs on Chinese goods starting next month. And Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin made it clear the government would aggressively protect the U.S. tech industry. Meanwhile, China is working on building up its own advanced tech economy, one that doesn't rely on the United States or anyone else. Yesterday, I talked to Marketplace China correspondent Jennifer Pack about whether Chinese companies were forcing U.S. companies to share their proprietary tech. Today, I asked her about the Chinese government's tech initiative called Made in China 2025.
Well, this is Beijing's plan since 2015 to dominate cutting-edge technologies such as advanced microchips, artificial intelligence, electric cars, biomedicine. In total, it's going to focus on 10 sectors. Now, the reason is China is very good at manufacturing products. Look at the iPhone. But it relies on a lot of foreign imports, including America, for its core technology. Now, China aims to make 40% of the so-called core components in finished high-tech products by 2020. But eventually, this policy is about self-sufficiency.
And it is, when you say it's Beijing's plan, you mean that it's government finance, like the government is helping finance companies who are working on these technologies?
It's not explicitly written so. What it says is that it's supporting it. Now, this support can come in a number of ways. It could be financial, but more importantly, foreign companies here complain that it's about regulatory issues. They have administrative red tape. That could all be lifted if it is in line with the national strategy.
I mean, how effective is this? You know, it's really been described as when the Chinese government says something's going to happen, for example, air pollution, it happens. Do you think that countries like the U.S. have a right to be worried that the government is so strongly supporting such specific initiatives?
I think there are legitimate concerns. Of course, as you mentioned, China's government has a lot of control over the economy, the media, state-owned companies. So when it sets its mind to something, it's very effective. But at the same time, as you can see, in a lot of the sectors, it's quite far behind. And some analysts say there's nothing wrong with China trying to set its sights higher, right? To not be the factory of the world to produce its own core technologies. The problem is that right now, China's already protecting its strategic industries, forcing foreign companies to go into joint ventures, and really only releasing or opening up some of these sectors when domestic champions have dominated the field and making it, in some cases, foreign firms complain they don't even have an edge. They don't have any room to get in.
And then how do people feel about Made in China 2025? I mean, I feel like that feels like the sort of initiative that people could really get behind and feel a lot of pride about. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's definitely fair. People are very proud, of course, of companies like Huawei, of Alibaba. They're very proud of this. And yes, there's a lot of public support, of course, for Made in China 2025 in the sense where why not make it in China? Why not have it developed in China? People talk about China like it's the factory of the world, and that's great. But to have that Made in China label is really something that they're aspiring to. And they don't really see this plan as having this as being a huge threat to Western companies. In fact, a lot of manufacturers I spoke to said competition is good. That's their bottom line. And some analysts I've spoken to have also agreed. They said if China is more competitive, that's going to drive the rest of the world to be more competitive as well.
That's Marketplace China correspondent Jennifer Pack speaking to us from Shanghai. On Wednesday, the Chinese government asked its media to downplay the importance of Made in China 2025 and even avoid mentioning it in their newscasts. After all, when you're in the middle of a verbal trade war, why make a big deal out of your plan to topple the U.S. tech economy? I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Not everyone gets a chance to learn about the economy in school. Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that's smart, accessible, and hopefully a little bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that's good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.